KOW Mobile. I didn't catch that call sign.
KO48, yeah, it probably wasn't that. That's probably that interference we've been dealing with for months now.
Matt, good morning. You're up early.
The generator runs for a couple hours before I head up to the church.
We'll appreciate it, even if they don't say it.
Outpouring of support and all that, so I know people appreciate it, and that's the least I can do with what's going on.
That one, yeah, they were, you know, over there on the Mount Mitchell, they were debating about, you know, stopping, doing the updates and everything, but everybody voted to go ahead and keep going.
I mean, there's lots of traffic being passed between these two repeaters, and it, without them, I don't know what we would have done.
Sure, you don't realize how useful it is until you really, really need it, right?
Well, I can tell you this much, it's opened a lot of people's eyes that I've been around anyway.
Phones are great until the system goes down.
Still going up and down here. You'll have cell service for a little while and then it'll be gone for a couple hours.
Daughter-in-law lives up there in Mars Hill, and they got power back remotely quickly, but now the transformer by their house went out, and now they're waiting on power. Hang on just a minute. I was in that bad spot. KN4GFW.
Get power up here.
Have power back yet?
Power within, you know, 200 yards of the house.
Yeah, I was talking to a driver yesterday. He normally works at Western North Carolina, you know, Fletcher, Arden, and all that in there. They got him working down here since you can't get up there. The water at the entrance to that, to the Biltmore, and the water stain's like 13 feet high.
That Biltmore's a pretty low-lying area, and it's flood-prone anyway, so I can't imagine how bad it was over there. And it just probably devastated them, because I've seen it flood when it ain't really that much rain. But it's going to take months, if not years, to recover from all this.
You'll be right about that. I hate it for all the people going through it.
A lot of it, people don't have flood insurance up here in the mountains. But we'll see what happens there.
Neighbor, where the whole mountainside slid away, does that count as a flood?
How that's going to work yet. I won't say I'm curious to see, but it's going to be interesting to know how that turns out.
Restaurant finally opened back up, but it's on a cash-only basis. The internet, everything's down still.
Most of this up here, cell services, like I said, very spotty. 1 minute you'll have it, and the next minute you won't, and it's not something you can depend on. You send a message, you got to realize it could take hours or days before you get something back.
That, we've been mulling over the, the Starlink, and that we were thinking about it even before this hit.
That church has got two Starlinks there as of now. Had two of them donated. So the church has some internet back now functioning, so the radio station can get information in and people can get us information. And then I've got Winlink set up there so we can pass information that way to stay off their network, not overload it. We've been making it work. So, I mean, everybody's got so reliant on the internet. And I think they found out just how fragile it was here.
He's the mother of an invention, right?
That. But there's supposed to be that big CME coming in either yesterday or today or something. I don't remember when. So they're worried about it taking out all the other stuff, you know, like Starlink and Radiocom.
Let me swing in this QT and top off anyway, and I'll be back in a minute. KN4 TFW.
That I'm just sitting here hanging out.
A minute.
I didn't catch your call. KO4HX here.
I didn't get your call either, but the call is Whiskey 3 Uniform X-Ray. And the name is John, and we are in Easley.
3 Uniform X-Ray. And John, it's nice to meet you, and my name is Patrick, and my call sign is Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-Ray.
KO4HKX. Very good. Yeah, good to meet you here. my internet is out, and you know, for the days that you're going to be out, and it's good. I've been out at least a week here, and I'm thinking I have Spectrum, and are they going to make good on? Are they going to adjust the payments that they're receiving accordingly?
I don't know what to tell you on that, but I would suspect, no, they're going to want their money one way or the other. So there probably will be no adjustments, because if you think about it, on their end, they're having to pay for all this new equipment to be brought in, all the manpower to recover and restore it. So they got to recoup that somehow, too. I don't necessarily agree with it, but it's the way the world works. Right, so hang on. John, go ahead with yours, and then the other station can come back in.
Wondering if, yeah, I was just curious about that. Well, the bottom line is, though, they're not providing a service. And so there is some argument to that, but what are we going to do about it? My problem is, I mean, I'm on auto pay with them, so I'm sure they're probably just going to head and, you know, put in the auto pay, and that's that. So anyway, other station, go ahead.
Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo Golf, Kevin, Simpsonville. If you contact Charter when you get restored, they can see when you went out and when you got restored. And if you contact them, they will credit you. They will not do it automatic, but if you reach out to them, they will. Just pass that along. K4KBZ monitoring.
That's nice to hear. And it's K4. I didn't get your call there. Yeah, this is John in Easley, the call W3 Uniform X-Ray. That's nice to hear, Kevin. Over.
You guys continue on. I'm running, getting gas for the generator. This is Kilo 4, Kilo Bravo Golf, K4, KBG, Kevin, Simpsonville. Just about back to my house from a gas run. You guys stay safe today.
Meet you on here, and you be careful out there. And hopefully you get power restored soon. I don't have power yet either, so. But luckily I had the whole house generator that I can run a couple hours a day. So we're good. Hopefully things have been good for you.
Here for, let's see, I got it back Monday. So here we are Saturday. So I've been lucky here. And the people were running generators here. And my neighbors got theirs back too. So I guess it depends where you're at. But sorry to hear you guys don't have power yet. Where are you at, Pat?
In a little small town called Penrose, up here in western North Carolina, just pretty close to Bavard if you look it up. And so Bavard and Transylvania County line going toward Hendersonville. I live in that little small area, and so that's where I'm at.
Yeah, you're up in western North Carolina. I'm not surprised. Yeah, you guys really got it up there. We got, I sit up here at 1,100 feet, so, and I don't get floods up here. But, you know, it is what it is. I've been able to, I got my power back and just no internet yet, but you know, I have doctor's appointments and I use my chart, Prisma Health, as the you know, as they're my provider. Of course, I have been able to use that, and they called me and I had an appointment to be canceled. They're gonna, you know, redo it, so everything's kind of on hold here. Over.
N4AZ.
KO4HX here.
Hadn't talked to you in a while, Johnny. I just got up. I've got something going on in my throat here. I don't know what it is. I hope I'm not getting something. I don't want that. But, yeah, you got your power back out here.
I got it back Monday. So I'm surprised it came back, and it went off for short periods, a couple of interruptions, but they were short-lived, and they got a, you know, they came right back, and I think they were just, you know, turning the power off to get, you know, introduce more areas that are getting restored. I think it's part of the process, but anyway, yeah, good to hear you, man. My 40 meters is gone, so I'm out there in the back right now. I bought myself a really good Sawzall, the recip saw, so I've been going back there and cut down pine trees that have just really grown up this year. I'm going to go back there with some glyphosate and kill the ground weeds, and you know, be ready for next year. But yeah, I think I got a fancy coax. So what I'm going to do is take the coax off my vertical, which is working on 10 meters for good, and I know that's good. And I'm going to splice it into the coax that's going up to both of my Yaggies. And that should tell me which one, or maybe the switch box is bad too. So we're kind of in process here.
All right, I haven't been on the radio really past few days, been busy, but got my first experience with 2 meters. But yeah, I didn't know you knew Patrick.
I just met him. I don't get on. I mean, I got a mobile rig here sitting in the base, and I put a vertical in my attic. And things have worked pretty good, but yeah, I got to know him today. But well, that's good, dude. You're on 2 meters, so we gotta try 5.2 here one of these days.
I'm not a 2 meter guy. I just was past few days been on it, but anyway, yeah, Patrick's doing he's heading up a, I don't know what you call it, distress hub, but he's coordinating everything to get a. Get stuff all up to all these people that need it way up in the mountains. There's a lot. What's going on is what you haven't heard on the news or any of that. There's a lot of people that they're not telling you. I think it's being held on purpose. But anyway, it's he's heading this thing up and doing one heck of a job up there. N4AZ.
Pretty good, Patrick. Well, that's great, and. I'm glad they've got some support. That's the bottom line. So, anyway, yeah, we'll be on here. And, 146520 is a simplex frequency. There's no computer. I was just curious if we could talk ground wave, over.
I don't think about any of that. You know me, I'm not a, not much of a ham man anymore. I just, once in a while get on with you guys, but that's about all I do. I don't know how all that works there, Johnny.
Well, we're on a repeater now. We're going to repeater, and that's giving us wide coverage. But I'm saying just have no repeater, just simplex, just like we do on 40, and just see if we can talk, over.
Yeah, it's because Dale brought me this radio here. He, you hear him, K4RXI?
Yeah, is that your son-in-law or something like that?
And we met about 20-something years ago, but he heard I had that little HT I was trying to talk on. He didn't like the way I sounded, so he brought me this. He said, it's yours, keep it. He just gave it to me.
To have, because, you know, I have 10 meters here now. I have a vertical in my back 40 there. And it's a 10 meter, and it'll go down to 11 meter, up to 11 meters, and yeah, and I'm surprised how many people local here didn't have a battery backup, you know. There's a couple locals on AM 27285. I don't know what channel that is, but. Anyway, I've reached out to a couple of them, and there's still people in Greenville without power.
Back Wednesday, late Wednesday afternoon. But let me turn to Patrick for a second. He may have something going on in there. Go ahead, Patrick, in 4AZ.
John Refine. I'm just sitting here listening and taking a break. And I'll say this right quick. It's been nice meeting a lot of new hams on here. Over the last week, it has been amazing, the outpouring of support that's come in. And I'm trying to work on a list of things that we've helped do so that I can bring that back and report it best I can. But it has just been amazing to watch. And there's lots of stuff coming up and people coming up today to help out. So, like I say, it's been amazing to watch everybody just come together and help out and try to do everything that we can to get the people what they need.
You've been doing a heck of a job up there. I've seen it. I've seen the coordination going on. That's amazing up there. It's especially, you know, not getting any help from the government. Matter of fact, the government being a hindrance, it may even get worse right there. You know, I don't know, but. Yeah, you're doing great up there. That's amazing to see that. Vicky is what got me going. She, you know, I just had the handy, or I turned it on, but I went to the shop, and the next thing I know, I came back up. Vicky's listening to it, and she got stuck listening. Johnny, Vicky's been listening to the radio for the past few days.
Again, dude.
Vicky, the wife.
Oh, Vicky. Okay, yeah, I know Vicky. Yeah, well, that's good. So, because, you know, this is an excellent way to keep in touch and pass information, and, you know, you don't have all the DX and things interfering, but, yeah, your radio sounds good. You know, you sound like you're in the room here, but anyway, maybe after we're done here, you can dial that thing up to 146.520. That's the simplex channel, and see if we can talk on there. Over.
Got that.
You get off here and let you have this repeater. I know it's important, and it's a good way to keep in touch. And it's nice meeting you, and kudos to all of what you're doing, man. We all appreciate it. W3 Uniform X-Ray.
Meet you this morning. Let me see if I got this. Nice to meet you, and come back often. It's W3U X-ray, I believe it was. is KO4HK, and 732 to you.
Catch you later. I'm gonna run down. Johnny, I'll run down here for a few minutes. I'm not gonna be on there long if we do it, because I got some stuff I got to catch up on here. I think I'm getting sick. Anyway, Patrick will catch you later. Enjoyed it. And you guys keep up the good work. N4AZE.
I just run down to 5-2 just to see if we can talk. And so if we need to talk, we can talk without tying up the repeater. So W3UX QSY to 146520.
KO4HK, Ken, you still out there?
KN4TFW.
How many gallons did you get this morning?
26. I was down to almost a half. I didn't want to let it get low just for fear something might happen.
Playing, so I tried to mine get below a half. And my plus that 25.
Plan now, not let it get down past a half.
Some people got in a team that is saying things there with take
all picket fence. I don't know what's up with that.